This episode is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy the show.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from our fair city's glorious history. So listen and remember, Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
Know this policy. Loyalty is all. It is the building block of our foundation, from the hard-working divers in the plastic mines to the mighty directors themselves. The policies of Heart Life are driven by the desire to serve the company. Not just because it is useful to the individual policy, not just because your neighbors might report you for non-compliance, not just because the enemies of the company are stymied by your faith, no! It is not for those reasons alone that you and I serve the company. We serve Heart Life because it is the right thing to do. Heart Life has given us life, and in return, we must give it our unswerving loyalty. There are others who serve the company for reasons less noble. Heart Life gave life to the moles, those dreadful creatures, and there are those among their number whose loyalty is questionable. Lomi, the renegade, the evangelist of the Gospel of No, stands before a printing press in the soggy tunnels of the abandoned Undercity. Well, abandoned by human beings, that is. Flanked by her recruits, the freshly minted apostates Ash and Ferris, Lomi delivers a lecture, having abandoned all comprehension of loyalty.
The first principle of the philosophy of No is self-respect. If the humans aren't going to give us new orders, the very least we can do is reproduce their last orders so they're shiny and new each morning. It will give the other moles a sense of purpose.
It's almost like morning meeting, except no coffee.
Ferris, the coffee is made...
Whoa, Worf and Silky!
Good morning, pups. Glad to see the people have seen fit to give us new orders. What did I tell you, eh, Lomi? Have faith in the people, and they will deign to notice you someday soon.
I'm right you were, the Orphan Silty. I was wrong, and the people are great and also correct as usual. We've got Silty's orders loaded on the press, haven't we, Ferris?
Yep. We were just about to print them. Plate is inked and ready.
Crank it, Ash!
Yeah! Hot off the presses!
More prints!
Orphan Silty, Moop, Tunnel B5.
Sorry, Moop?
That's what it says here. Moop.
Must be a misprint. That should definitely say Mop.
Now what did I tell you about second-guessing people, Lomi? Orders are orders! That's Mole Regulation 3! If mooping is what the people want me to do, then mooping's what I was born for. Now I just have to figure out what it is. See you around, pups.
What was that about? Lift that plate, Ferris. Guys, you mislaid the type. Have we been sending out misprints all morning?
Oh, geez, Lobie, I'm sorry. We're no good at spelling.
We're 10 months old.
This isn't okay, boys. I wouldn't run the Daily Burrow this way. In 935 issues, I had to issue only 3 corrections, and they were all for misused colons.
But Lomi, Orphan Silty didn't even mind. He just did whatever his orders said.
I don't care what Orphan Silty thinks. This is about the principles of good publishing. Wait a minute.
She's right, Ferris. We have to reprint the orders and redistribute them.
We have to lash ourselves with chains.
We're the worst.
No, wait a tick. Orphan Silty didn't even think twice about following his orders, even though they weren't printed right.
I know, and we're sorry. We will be the best print moles in history if it literally kills us.
I will die for art.
Yeah!
No, you won't. Stop that. What if... What if we misprinted the orders on purpose?
What do you mean?
What if we printed new orders? The orders that need giving, like dig team 6, excavate a surge tank to hold the flood water.
Shist, install those Durium supports for real this time.
Yeah.
Sandy and Clay, build a permanent housing for the bilge pump.
Exactly.
Pete, give Lomi a back rub.
Oi, you watch it, smart snout. Wait till I saw and use the pup nursery to change diapers.
I think it's a great idea.
You do?
You should make everyone do your bidding.
Wait.
You'll be queen of the mole people.
Hold on.
We worship you, oh queen.
No, that's not right either.
Sure it is. You're the queen.
Lying to other moles and telling them that our orders are coming from people is still lying. It makes us no better than the people who forgot about us.
Except in every way.
Remember the farm, Lomi. Remember the brown dye.
Oh, sure. We can replace their callous, toxic paternalism with a more forward-thinking, benign paternalism.
Yeah! Revolution!
I don't like it.
What's that noise?
Flood! Hold on to the printing press!
Gather up the papers!
Try this out.
We'll craft some new orders. I'll draft some plans for the surge tank.
Good morning, pups.
Good morning, the Orphan Silty. How goes your first week of mooping?
Got the hang of it in a jiffy. Turns out it's just like mopping, only you just put a little more ooh in it. Little ooh. Little ooh.
It's another flood!
Hold on to the walls, my pups! Dig your claws in and hang on for dear life!
Look! It's going down the flood channels!
The surge tank is working!
Praise be to the people who ordered us to take care of these tunnels and one another. They must really think we're important.
It's a proud day, Orphan Silty.
You look exhausted, Lomi.
I was up all night, printing these new orders from the people.
Good. Exhaustion is a sign of a job well done. Always work yourself into a stupor, old Silty used to say. Glad to see you found yourself a purpose, Lomi, despite your, crippling disability that ought to have made you a useless liability.
You're too kind, Orphan Silty. Ferris, why don't you give the gentle mole his orders?
Orphan Silty, your orders are to moop levels 3 through 8, and you are hereby licensed to open the supply cabinet that you've always had a key to and get yourself more cleaning solution instead of spending the first hour and a half of each workday spitting repeatedly into a bucket and asking others to do the same.
The design of the founders is so elegant. What an honor.
Good morning, Ms. Lomi.
Pete. Hello. I didn't expect to see you here.
Just because we don't have morning meeting anymore doesn't mean I don't still care about my orders. Besides, it gives me a chance to see my favorite team of artisans. I love that printer's apron.
Made it myself.
I see that Dig Team 6 is laying down a foundation of Duracrete on J-Deck near the abandoned algae bar factory.
It's true.
Don't think that I don't know what's going on here, Lomi. You requisitioned me a hospital. From the people.
Yes, it was absolutely their idea.
Well, you tell the people that I'm very pleased with this development, and they won't be sorry. Fewer moles will die of needless infections. Moles will be back on their paws after injuries faster than ever. We'll even drive up the birth rate.
Oh, my.
I knew you had a way with people, Lomi. You spent so much time with them. You make them understand that we're the foundations of this city and that they depend on us.
You're such a radical. Can't have Orphan Silty hearing talk like that.
Well, I
Learned it from you, Lomi. My orders, please.
Pups?
Right away, Lomi!
And Ferris, keep an eye on that fax machine. We might be getting in tomorrow's orders soon, don't you know?
Shameful. Lomi's loyalty is only to her own faction, to her own kind. The moles serve policies, and in exchange for their labor, their existence is tolerated by Heartlife. This is fair, and this is just. Lomi forgets her place. She forgets that her body is not her own. It is yours, and it is mine, and it is the company's. Circumstance took her arm, but it was never really hers to begin with, and her desire to raise her limbs in the service of her own interest is a vile contagion that must be swept from the ranks of the mole people like dust from a stoop. Study the story of the mole people as you might a parable. Examine your own life and ask yourself, am I giving enough of myself to the company? Ask it of yourself before your company asks it of you. As the story of our fair city continues.
Loyal Policies, this is Heartlife Executive Producer Jeffrey Gardner. Thank you so much for listening to Our Fair City. If you've enjoyed this podcast and want to help us make more, please consider supporting Heartlife NFP on Patreon at patreon.com/HeartlifeNFP. There, you can make a monthly pledge and get a bunch of great rewards like Our Fair City ringtones, a shout-out on the air, or a personalized voicemail recording by Dr. Herbert West. You can also give us a rating and review on iTunes or whatever podcast provider you're listening to us through. Those help us stay on the best of charts where new loyal policies can find us. Thank you so much for your support. And as always, we'll see you in the tunnels.